Hey guys, this is your host Nitin Binhani and a very warm welcome to my startup podcast channel Jazair Audio, where we share real stories with real learnings.
First, the disclaimer. The content of this podcast is based on media reports and is for informational purposes only. We do not verify the accuracy of the information presented, nor make any claims about the startups or the individuals mentioned in the podcast. The entire storyline on Big Spoon Foods has been taken from an article titled "How a Cloud Kitchen Startup Misled Investors and Left Unpaid Bills in Its Wake." The article first appeared in the e-magazine The Ken on 28 August 2020. I recall a famous quote by Miroslav Volf, wherein he said that in a way, fraud in business is no different from infidelity in marriage or plagiarism in scholarly work. Even people committed to high moral grounds succumb. Surprisingly, besides the large corporates globally, we are seeing scams in the startup ecosystem too. In November 2022, one of the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange, FTX, was found to be a major startup fraud. The owner and CEO, Sam Bankman-Fried, was charged with wire fraud, money laundering, and inflating company income, notably over a $1 billion in customer funds went missing from FTX accounts. In another case, in order to disrupt the healthcare industry, Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes claimed to invent a breakthrough device that could conduct blood tests with just a drop of patient's blood and accurately detect diseases at much reduced cost and time. As per reports, Theranos was then valued at over a $1 billion. The device, however, proved to be incompetent in clinical trials, and the technology was exposed to be baseless. Ms. Holmes had scammed investors close to $700 million. On May 30, 2023, she began her 11-year-long sentence in the state of Texas. Being the third largest startup ecosystem, India too has its shares of frauds. During 2022, India saw at least three major instances of corporate governance failures or lapses at startups like BharatPay, Zilingo, and Trell. Interestingly, all three startups have Sequoia Capital as their common investor. In January 2023, Go Mechanics, another Sequoia-backed car repair startup, was embroiled in a fraud too. Amit Paseen, co-founder at Go Mechanic, in a LinkedIn post, admitted to financial reporting errors. He admitted that he, along with his three co-founders, got carried away while trying to grow at all costs, thereby making grave errors in their judgment. And looks like this phenomena ain't stopping soon. Now, another startup fraud has surfaced. This time it's a cloud kitchen startup, namely Big Spoon Foods. Big Spoon Foods is a multi-brand omni-channel cloud kitchen startup founded by Kapil Mathrani, the CEO, and Pujan Thakkar, the co-founder. Big Spoon focused on tier 2 and tier 3 cities with 8 food brands, including a celebrity biryani brand called Mehfil Biryani by Zakir Khan, the famous comedian. In August 2022, Big Spoon claimed to have raised rupees 100 crores, roughly $12.6 million, then a Series A round from investors like Indian Angel Network, NB Ventures, Co Ventures, Let's Venture, Grip Invest, and Aniket Capital. The funding round was led by IAN. In an article that appeared in Inc. 42 last year, it was claimed that the Bollywood actor Mouni Roy had participated in this round. However, the news turned out to be false. In reality, the Series A funding round was never really closed. All in all, Big Spoon Foods could only raise about 1/5 or nearly 20 crores or $2.3 million funding from IAN, whereas the rest of the investors never really participated in this round. Despite that, the management continued to lead its investors into believing it had fully closed the Series A round in August 2022 itself, when in fact it had not. Kapil Mathrani, the CEO, later confirmed, "We got excited with the PR around raising the Series A and celebrated it a little too early. Even then, we should have chained the communication or requested the media to delete the announcements, but we didn't." Then in May 2023, for a planned Series B funding, the founders continued to present this rupees 100 crore figure of Series A as fully raised with substantial bank balance, among other impressive metrics in the presentation. So how did this fraud unfold? Well, the allegations against the Series A round surfaced last month when an investor, who also happened to be the member of IAN, wrote it on Notion. The post was later later deleted. Then a delay in debt payments by Big Spoon to Grip Invest was the second trigger. A related thread on X, formerly Twitter, from an investor went viral. Grip Invest has recently confirmed in the media that it has initiated legal action against Big Spoon and its founder, CEO Kapil Mathrani, after they failed to pay a rent for certain kitchen equipments and other assets. The downward trend spiraled too quickly. The last 2 months have been particularly hard for Big Spoon. It had to shut down all its kitchens and put the equipment for sale. It has also been facing a massive working capital crunch for almost a year. Big Spoon struggled to pay vendors. The litigation started to pile up. Some reports suggested that even the employees were not paid their salaries for months. Big Spoon is also now under investor lens. It has been accused of manipulating key numbers, misinforming the stakeholders about the amount raised in Series A. The unconfirmed report suggests that Kapil Mathrani, the CEO, admitted to manipulating its financials when confronted by the investors on a call in the first week of August 2023. So what happens now? Like PharmEasy, Big Spoon is preparing for a down run. Potential investors have asked a Big Four firm to first conduct the due diligence. It is still hopeful that a Big Spoon can survive, and the time will decide on that. So guys, this is the classic case of how founders manipulate numbers or the investments and eventually find the going tough when reality strikes. As we often hear, it's better to go bankrupt than faking success.
Lastly, I want to thank all the listeners who took their valuable time to listen to this podcast. Keep rocking, be safe, and don't forget to share.
Are you a founder of an early stage startup or the owner of a small or medium enterprise and looking to raise funding? Then please visit
www.jasaro.in. That is www.jasaro.in.